This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, August 11th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. And what's Jason up? Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I guess I step back in and Cakes is in Kiowa, I'm assuming.
I guess. I don't pay attention. Jason keeps track.
Well, he doesn't go anywhere else.
He is in South Carolina. I don't know if it's Kiowa, but I assume it is.
I mean, I know he's vacationing in Kiowa.
That's where he goes every summer.
I can't keep track of everyone. I just seems like, honestly, I know you were away for like 10 days or whatever the heck it was. It seems like a blink of an eye. I mean, it's wild. I mean, literally, it feels like you've been gone for like a day. It's just how life is.
Yeah. Good point.
I mean, I followed some of the escapades via social media, did a lot of stuff, but I mean, it just literally seemed like it was 2 days ago when you were here.
It was the most action-packed vacation I've ever had. Yeah. You would not have enjoyed it. There were no TJ Maxx's anywhere in sight. I don't think I popped the TV on during the entire visit.
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily want to watch TV on vacation, but I definitely don't want to like do the stuff you were doing. All that action stuff, not into it.
Yeah, I think you guys have rubbed off on me a little bit. My kids called me washed because I didn't do the canyon swing.
I mean, there's no way I would have done that.
Mm-hmm.
The canyon swing looked to be one of the most death-defying things I've ever seen.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
And the weird part about it is the first day that we had kind of a free day. The first day was a travel day, really, and we get to Grindelwald, Switzerland, which was about a three-hour drive from the Zurich airport. We get there, and we kind of walk around the town, have dinner. Everybody's tired. Go to bed. Hmm. Then Kelsey's got an agenda every day. There's something to do. But the first day that we went up the mountain on the cable cars, or gondolas, whatever the heck you call it, they had a cliff walk.
Yeah, I saw.
And
like a nightmare.
Dylan bailed on the cliff walk, which I happily then bailed to stay with him.
Right.
Because if you just look to the right, there's nothing but thousands of feet that you would drop.
Yeah.
Right? If you just look right. And it's not even a fence it's slightly above your waist.
Yeah.
So like if you just tipped over, I mean, I don't know if people actually fall off that thing, but you're dead. There's no getting around it. So when my son bailed on it, I was like, all right, I'll hang back because I was starting to get a little nervous myself. Yeah. And I had videoed the first part of it. Well, he did the canyon swing. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
The canyon swing was basically a bungee jump.
Maybe because he was attached, he just trusted that he was attached. But with the walk, there was no attachment, you know?
Maybe. And the canyon swing is more of a thrill ride. And to be honest, I didn't do it for two reasons. Number one, a little scared. Number two, everything in Switzerland costs so much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was absurd, the cost. Mm-hmm. I learned this afterwards from Kelsey, who booked everything. They say it's the most expensive country in the world.
Mm-hmm. What did that cost, that particular ride?
Oh, I'm not even sure.
Oh.
Some of those things, the activities I paid beforehand.
Yeah.
So that's all on a credit card.
Yeah.
Eventually, I'm going to have to pay the piper.
Right.
But I wasn't paying like as we go.
Right.
Everything was paid for.
Paid a bunch up front. But I mean, at the end of the day, you guys did a lot of activities. I'm sure the kids were thrilled. So, you know, I guess successful trip.
Yeah, there was tension sometimes. I mean, Kelsey is like, go, go, go. She's 24. Isabella's 8. Some things don't necessarily match up in the activities. Then we had a BMW, which was great, the rental car, but it was tight for 5 people and all of the luggage. So there was definitely some, you know, typical family vacation tension, I think, at times. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we did the older kids did paragliding.
Right.
Is basically jumping off a cliff with a kite.
Yeah.
I mean, but the amazing thing is, in those towns, you look up in the sky and there's 25 of those kites flying around.
No, I know people do it. I'm not going to say you're all going to die. It's a thrill-seeking thing that I have zero interest in.
No, I think you guys rubbed off of me. I did a zip line called it the glider. All right. Now, in line, there were people that were 7, 8 years old. Their families walking up there. They strap you in. You get in a harness. And to call it a zip line, sure. But you go 80 miles an hour and into the clouds, and you're just looking down at ground about 1,000 feet below you, and I was like, never again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the older kids loved it, mm-hmm. and Isabella went on that with us.
Wow.
Freaked me out. So I have lost that gene where I used to actually try things. My kids called me Wash, said that I'd been skydiving. I'm not into it anymore. Yeah. I told you before, I'm never going skydiving again,
right.
And I'll never go on those glider things. They called it a glider. You're basically like Superman. I don't know if you punch up a video, just type up Grindelwald glider.
Mm-hmm. I'll look
it's
at it during a
break. Freaky.
Yeah, I'm no interest.
I would have probably felt guilty to do it, especially if my daughters were going to do it. But man, that would have been difficult. I wouldn't have done all of them. I probably would have done maybe one or two.
I would have done exactly zero of them.
Yeah, I would have felt guilty.
I wouldn't have done the walk. I would have done none of it.
Half the walk. Yeah. The thing about the walk was there was a shortcut to get to the end of the walk.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan and I did the shortcut to the end of the walk, and then there's basically, for lack of a better word, a bridge or a fence which has nothing around it, and you can go out to the point, and you're just over nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You're over a canyon.
So besides the thrill-seeking stuff that you guys did, what did you do, like walk around and look at like touristy stuff?
Not really. I mean, you're in the village and you have to go to restaurants and stuff.
I don't even know what you would see. Like, I don't even know what tourists go to see.
It's mountains and waterfalls. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, we went to see some waterfalls.
Yeah.
You can kind of see that when you're driving. Mm. I'll say the most harrowing part to me, and it's the second time I've done it, I hadn't been there in 7 years, is just driving through the Alps. It is harrowing. There are very few guardrails.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving. There's constant hairpin turns, constant tunnels.
How do they not have guardrails on hairpin turns? I mean, it's just bizarre.
Well, it's just, I don't even know how they construct some of these things. You're on the side of the mountain. There's roads. There's nothing around here that's even close to what it's like.
Right. Yeah.
And we left Grindelwald to go to my dad's village in Italy. And we went through the Swiss mountains for 8 hours.
Oh, 8 hours of windy hairpin turns?
Yes, and you're just up the mountain, and if you drift 2 feet to your right, you're going to tip off the mountain.
You're dead.
I mean, when I'm driving, I'm like, how are there not cars just piled up here on the side of the mountain?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I'm getting passed in lanes because I'm not used to driving on those roads, so I'm going pretty slow, yeah. relative.
Yeah.
And these people are impatient, just blitzing around you. But when a bus comes on those roads, you have to pull, like, kind of basically stop your car and pull over. Those guys should get paid $1 million a year if you're a bus driver going through the mountains.
Well, I don't mean this the wrong way, and I'm a flawed person. That trip sounds like hell.
It wouldn't be for you.
It wouldn't be for me.
We did a lot of hiking.
Well, it sounds like it was very stressful on your end.
No, I mean, the activities, like almost every, we went on a boat ride in Lake Garda. That was great.
Not everything, but it sounds like there was some very high stress activities.
Driving can be stressful. My kids want to take pee breaks all the time. It's not like you're driving on the New Jersey Turnpike with rest stops.
Oh, believe me, we heard about the tension.
You're on a mountainous road where there aren't rest stops. In fact, Kelsey was freaking out one time. I stop in the first village that we saw up high in the mountains. She goes into a bar. A man, all I know is I stay in the car. A man comes out with a bag of trash. I guess Kelsey tried to dump trash.
Right?
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah, we heard about this one.
And He opens our door pissed and throws like the trash out.
He was pissed that you actually were in there just to use the bathroom, not to spend money.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we heard about that.
Okay. Yeah, that Kelsey apparently ratted me out on everything.
Yeah.
So he threw the trash into the car.
Yeah, he was Rick.
What was your reaction?
I was just still pissed that we had to stop. We were an
hour.
Let me tell you something. We were an hour away from getting to my dad's village. I didn't bring my glasses to drive at night. And I just wanted to beat. I wanted to get there with some daylight. To not drive on windy roads
that you're not
on the side
with,
of a mountain that I'm not familiar with without my glasses.
Yeah, that would be very dangerous. But with the guy throwing the trash into your car, what was your reaction to him specifically?
What are you going to do? He just basically...
Here, I know. Did you say anything to him?
What could you say? What am I going to say? First of all,
I don't know. I
he didn't speak English.
So what?
He did this.
Yeah.
And then he...
All right.
And then he bolted.
Okay.
Yeah. But that said, once we made it to my dad's, like the in-between part a lot of times sucked. You know, it took me 20 minutes to figure out the navigation on the BMW. It was in German.
Weird.
So that was frustrating. Then we drive into Zurich, and I probably shouldn't have done that. We're trying to squeeze in time because we had to wait for Kelsey for 3.5 hours. By the time I get the rental car, you know, the lines for rental cars at airports suck.
That alone would make me cancel the trip.
So
I don't like lines. I don't like going in, like, you know, when you had to go through customs in every country and everything, did that?
You don't have to do that in every country.
You didn't? It's fine from country to country while you're in Europe?
Yeah, because of EU.
Oh, okay.
European Union. So it's like driving through the states. You don't have to stop when you go into Delaware.
That makes it easier.
So that's not a problem, but yeah, getting that, and then of course I lost my phone, because
I thought your phone cracked.
No, what happened was we drive into Zurich, which again, trying to pack in time, but by the time we got there, the roads are, I'm not used to it. Couldn't find parking. I'm in a lane. Some guy's yelling at me in a different language. Turns out it was like a bus lane or train lane. And I could have got hit by a bus / train trolley, whatever the heck you want to call it. By the time we actually park, Kelsey's going to be back in an hour. It's about a half hour ride from where I was to get back to the airport. So we run into a McDonald's. Everybody's eating. And they're kind of taking their time. Kelsey says that she's 15 minutes from Zurich Airport. So we got a roll. I'm cleaning up. And my phone was on a tray and I threw it in the trash. About a minute pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And I'm like, where's my phone? Kind of retracing my steps. I had to use the bathroom, and I realized it was in the trash can. They had moved the trash. They had taken out the trash in that time. So apparently it went to a dumpster. But yeah, my phone, I still haven't fixed it, is completely smashed. And it has a line right down the side of it.
Let me see it.
Does it smell like butt?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's got like a white line right down the middle.
Yeah, it's pummeled.
Just go take it to... Look at that. Go take it to... You break it, I fix it. You give somebody $100 and they can fix it.
Yeah, yeah. I've got an old Apple version. But that said, a lot of the trip was really good. My dad's, you grew up across the street from my dad. My dad was always very proud of where he came from.
Right.
He lived in the mountains. We stayed there for
2 days. You're a better person than me.
I learned his house was built in the 1400s.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You're very dedicated to those memories and to passing that along to your kids. You're a better person than me. I don't think I could do that. None of it. But
who enjoyed the vacation the most out of the five?
Kelsey.
And the least?
Isabella?
No, Isabella.
You?
Isabella liked it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that anybody nobody didn't like it. I mean, maybe Dylan, because he only liked the thrill ride.
He was bored with everything.
He didn't
else.
like we went paddle boarding on the lake. He's not
too lame for him, paddle boarding.
Yeah, he likes
that's about my speed.
He maybe. Likes the crazy rides like a teenage boy would.
Right.
Yeah. And then the language barrier can be tough. And also for him, eating was a challenge.
Right. Because he likes like three things.
A picky eater, man, is tough.
Yeah.
And then he went missing the last day and blamed everybody. We had to walk maybe a 10-minute walk back to the car.
Yeah.
And he was in his bathing suit coming out of the boat ride. So we went on a boat ride and we're swimming in the lake and stuff. And he wanted to change his bathing suit. He's like, could I have the keys? So Jess gives him the keys and we say, we're going to go in a restaurant on the one path.
Right.
Imagine you're in Georgetown and you're on the main strip. Right. On Wisconsin.
M Street.
Right. M Street. And you're saying we're going to walk towards the car and pick one of the restaurants on the side of the road past us. He gave up on the car because he didn't remember where we parked. And he went in the opposite direction and was in a castle, which I looked in for a half hour. That was a huge castle.
How did you eventually find him?
He found somebody's phone and called Kelsey. Right.
That's what I figured.
And then Kelsey gave horrible directions, and then he was lost for another 45 minutes. And we're just she claimed this is the restaurant,
right?
And he, of course, bailed on that and somehow. But he's an 18-year-old boy.
You
figured
did
it out.
More things than I've done in my lifetime.
No,
10
doubt.
Days,
nine days.
Yeah, more things than I've done in my lifetime.
Two travel days.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad everybody made it home safe. Everybody, I assume, made it home safely.
Everybody made it home safely, and as predicted, Terry McLaurin still hasn't signed.
Yep.
No, you're right.
It's not imminent either. I don't think he's going to sign anything. I think he's going to have to play on this deal.
So I know we're going to talk about it. We've got a lot to get into. Tom Lavero is going to join us coming up at 9:00. Talk about the Nationals, who are a complete mess. Talk about the Commanders and where they are with Terry McLaurin and their first preseason game. We'll also talk some movies. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 joins us here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.